absolutely massive news. Due to overwhelmingly popular demand, I'm going to do an audio version of each blog post. Blogsanddogs.org, check it out. And yes, by popular demand, there was absolutely no demand whatsoever. Though this isn't about me loving the sound of my own voice. It is a little bit. It's about you lazy fuckers who can't be bothered to read the blooming things. Nah, I'm only joking. Why am I doing this? A couple of reasons, really. So firstly, the whole comfort zone thing. In the interest of doing things I don't really want to do, because hopefully there'll be some sort of long-term benefit. And I realise that when I read out loud, I basically muck up every third word or so. So maybe this will help. In the interest of full transparency and also trying to keep myself accountable, I'm going to try and not edit any of the sound, which probably means it's going to be an absolutely awful listening experience. But hopefully, he says slightly uncertainly, over time it will get better. So, here we go. Without further ado, blog 49, Fragile Egos and Chili Heatwave Doritos. Fun-ish fact. Did you know that, according to Google, we make around 35,000 decisions a day? Whether that figure is actually true or not, I'll let you make a decision on that. It's fairly safe to say that we make a lot of them. And when it comes to making a decision, I found that there's often a tension between what nowus wants and what futurus wants. Nowus basically wants to lie on the sofa, which is ironically what I'm doing right now, eat chili heatwave Doritos and bin off doing anything of any use. Futurus wants to do the exact opposite and talk about one of life's classic battles. To be fair, and I promise this isn't just me trying to justify my slothful impulses, this tension does actually make sense from an evolutionary point of view. In order to try and help us survive, our brains, there's a link to this, are basically hardwired to keep us safe and therefore expend as little energy as possible until faced with a genuine survival threat. Hence, the very strong appeal of sofas, Doritos, and general comfort zones. And not just historically, but if we think more currently as well, there's never been more stuff for our nowus to get their greedy little mitts on. Food, hello Deliveroo. Entertainment, hello TikTok. Chat, hello WhatsApp. Tunes, hello Spotify. A wank, hello 90% of the internet, apparently. We can have it, and we can have it now. Though please do refrain from having wank while listening to this. So although I imagine that the nowus versus futurist battle has always been a difficult one, it's possibly never been as challenging as it is now. And despite the framing of that point, I don't actually think that that's necessarily a bad thing. For example, who doesn't like demolishing a full tub of Ben & Jerry's every now and then, or getting lost down a YouTube rabbit hole, or hiding from the world and smashing back half of Netflix? By thinking too much about futurists, we can place too heavy a focus on delaying gratification, which if we do constantly delay, we never get any gratification at all. And where's the fun in that? However, there is the slight convenience that there's often a mismatch between what's good for us now and what's good for us in the future. Basically, an overindulgence in the more instantly gratifying stuff can be at the longer term detriment to our future ambition, self-esteem, and overall sense of well-being. Naturally, I can only speak for myself, but too much pandering to our nowus, for example, binning off every alarm we've set to stay in bed, doom scrolling through the showbiz section of the Daily Mail, excessive lying on the sofa and eating everything in sight makes me, or leaves me, feeling like dog turd. On this, and on a slightly deeper note, I read something recently that really resonated. Get ready. Somewhere in the future, our older selves are watching us through memories. Whether it's with regret or nostalgia depends on what we do now. Poignant point. This is a similar sort of idea that Jimmy Carr discussed on his surprisingly poor, actually, episode of Joe Rogan. Complete side note, that was actually an episode that I was really looking forward to, but it wasn't great. Jimmy Carr kept interrupting him. Anyway, fun fact. What was this idea? So they chatted about the 24-hour you, i.e. when faced with a decision, a good question to contemplate is, what would you tomorrow want you today to do? This outlook can help us take a longer term view on things and optimize for future us, as opposed to constantly being seduced by the ever persuasive now us. And as I'm sure we can probably all relate to, it can be very easy in life to look back over the past week or months or years and wish we had done that thing. We wish we'd stuck to that diet, that exercise program, that hobby, that side hustle, that blah, blah, blah. However, it's much harder in the present to actually go and do it. And I find that when it comes to making a decision, having a bit more empathy with our futurists can be quite beneficial. I mean, they're the ones who have to deal with our now-est decisions, and they'd probably appreciate us not throwing them under the bus every now and then. Yours reluctantly, now me. Thank you for listening.